T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A person of interest has been taken into custody after a shootout in an East Point bar parking lot. The latest from WWJ's Dan Jenkins.
The person was taken into custody by police last night after the shooting left a 34-year-old man dead around 2 a.m. Saturday at the Last Call Bar along 10 Mile near Hayes. Police say it started as a fight, which later turned into gunfire. A total of 5 men and 1 woman were shot. The deceased was shot in the head and later died at a local hospital. The other victims remain in unknown conditions. Police say the suspect fled the scene in a silver SUV. This incident remains under investigation. Dan Jenkins, WWJ News Radio 950.
Elsewhere in Macomb County, police in St. Clair Shores are on the hunt for a suspect in a drive-by shooting. It happened around 3:30 yesterday afternoon near 10 Mile and I-94. That's where the victim, a 26-year-old man from Detroit, got off the freeway and heard gunshots. His friend in the passenger seat noticed the driver was hit in the leg. The victim is expected to be okay. A second vehicle was also hit by gunfire, that driver uninjured. Police determined the suspect vehicle was a black four-door sports car that fled the scene eastbound on 10 Mile. Police in Wisconsin have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly stabbing in Detroit last month. 26-year-old Darius Calhoun was taken into custody in New Richmond, about 40 miles outside Minneapolis, on Wednesday. He's now awaiting possible extradition back to Michigan. Detroit police say he stabbed and killed a woman at a home while EMTs assisted a heart attack victim in another room. The paramedics were unharmed but didn't stop the suspect from leaving the home, saying they didn't know if he had any other weapons. One person's dead after a fiery crash in Oakland County yesterday. State police say a car was going northbound on I-275 in Farmington Hills when the driver lost control and flew off the road at full speed just before the I-96 interchange. The Nissan careened through a ditch and went airborne before coming to a stop on a tennis court at an apartment complex. The driver was trapped inside, pronounced dead at the scene. No information has been released on the victim as that investigation continues. The Royal Oak man accused of terrorist threats against churches will be in court this week. Here's WWJ's Tom Jordan.
He's accused of threatening to blow up several churches, and he'll be back in court on Monday. Adam Robert Laird of Royal Oak is charged with 8 counts of false report or threat of terrorism, a felony which carries a penalty of up to 20 years in prison, and 1 count of telecommunications services malicious use. That's a misdemeanor which carries a penalty of up to 6 months in jail. 9 separate churches in Royal Oak received the threats via email within about a 2.5-hour period on October the 4th. His bond was set at $500,000. Tom Jordan, WWJ News Radio 950.
Workers on the General Motors picket lines get a boost in their strike pay amid hopes they won't need it much longer. Here's AutoBeat reporter Jeff Gilbert.
As of today, that strike pay goes from $250 to $275 a week, and workers are allowed to take part-time jobs as long as they show up for picket duty. But talks are reaching a more intense level with the union's response to a GM proposal, which the company says will mean more pay, more investment, and a path to full-time for temps. The union saying the response could lead to a tentative agreement. No word how close we are to that point yet, but there does appear to be progress. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
Looks like this year is shaping up to be the worst ever for data breaches. As we hear from our business editor, Murray Feldman, he tells us free help is on the way.
The numbers are staggering. More than 3,800 different breaches just in the first half of this year. Over 4 billion records were compromised, so that means consumers' personal and financial information is out there somewhere. One local expert told me it's not a matter of if you'll be a victim, but when. That's why WWJ is planning a free cybersecurity workshop workshop. It's part of our next Leaders and Innovators event at Lawrence Technological University in Southfield. We're bringing in security leaders, presenting tips for the home, the office, your kids' school. We'll even be able to determine if your email address is subject to a possible breach or takeover. The event is Thursday morning, 8 to 9, Lawrence Technological University in Southfield. Reserve a seat and get more information at WWJNewsRadio.com. Leaders and Innovators. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
And a reminder to lock down your online presence. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Experts say it's important not just to take precautions with your personal online accounts, but also your professional accounts. Brad Atkins is practice leader at the IT advisory group Doran Mayhew. He says it's not just giant companies that get hacked.
What many business owners don't know is that 54% of the hacks in 2018 happened to small and medium-sized businesses. There's reasons that this is happening. One, it's easier. Two, all financial transactions are starting to be online. So it has been a significant increase in small and medium-sized businesses being targets of hacks.
He says hackers are now trying to use artificial intelligence to stay a step ahead of businesses. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.